Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and not just any show. You're listening to the 100th episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm telling you, it has been a pleasure. We launched this show on June 1st of this current year, and it has been a blast. Thank you so much for being a part of it. It has been a lot of fun. Now, in celebration of this 100th episode, we've been celebrating all week, but today's the actual show. So we've got a few last surprises for those of you who call in. This is your show. This is where you call in or email in your questions about life, about money, about relationships, and we kind of weigh those situations up against the Bible. What does the Bible say? How should we handle these kind of situations? And so those of you who do call in, we've got some surprises for you, some giveaways. That's how we celebrate around here. We give stuff away. And not just stuff, we're talking about some life-changing resources. Why are they life-changing? Because there's biblical principles behind them. Not because of anything that Ramsey Solutions does. All we're doing is relaying the powerful scriptures. And so make sure you take advantage of that and call in at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. And we know that it's pretty difficult to get into the show. There's very high call volumes, and we recognize that. So we want to make sure that everyone gets in on this. And so for those of you who call in or even don't call in, everyone, I'm talking everyone all over the country, from Seattle to Tampa, from San Diego to Detroit to Philadelphia to Atlanta, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Omaha, all of those, all of you guys, all you got to do is head over to stewardship.com and sign up for the newsletter. And here's what we're going to do. We've been doing this all week. We're going to give you the first lesson of Financial Peace University for free. So go over to stewardship.com, click the newsletter, sign up for it, and we're going to hook you up. So make sure you take advantage of that. Now, folks, you can call in, of course, and you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. We're going to start off today with an email. This one's from Barb. She says, "Hello, Chris. You mentioned that you have several sinking funds. I was wondering, do you keep each fund in a separate account, or do you just track how much you have saved towards each item, like a vacation or saving for a house or something, and then just place it into one account, but just keep track? Love your show. So appreciate you." Barb, thank you for the question. And for me, I did separate accounts. I think as many accounts you can do in the bank as possible. The key here is for free. For free. So don't be paying fees, but make sure you pay attention also to the minimum balance. Okay. So if you can't keep the minimum balance of $500 or $1,000, then don't get hit with the fees for not having the minimum balance in there. So be careful about that. And for really small stuff, let's say it's $50 or $100, some of the smaller stuff at the home is fine. But great, great question. Well, our first call is on the line. We've got Annie calling in from Colorado Springs. Annie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question.
Oh, yeah. It's my honor. How can I help you?
Well, my husband and I have just sold a domain name that we own, and our profit is going to be
$17,000. Whoa. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good return really on your return on your work.
Yeah. We're excited about it.
Wow. You know, let me just tell you this from you didn't ask for this, but from the other side of the coin, my name is Chris Brown, and to find a domain name that actually, I want chrisbrown.com and chrisbrown.org and all that stuff, and I can't find one because great entrepreneurs like you went and bought them early, and I think mine, chrisbrown.com, is something around like $400,000 or something silly like that.
Oh, but, my gosh.
But anyway, you didn't ask for all that. So good job. Way to be entrepreneur. It was an opportunity, and you took it. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you. So with that money, though, we want to know what, you know, we're looking at, like, what do we do with it? And within this context, though, so We have about $11,000 in credit card debt, roughly, and it's on, that's all on 0% for a year, like it just started. And then we both have cars. My husband's car is financed, and we owe roughly $15,000 on it, and it's at 3.99%. The van that I drive, we own it outright. However, it's a 2005 Honda Odyssey, and it needs a lot of work. And so we knew, you know, a new van is in our foreseeable future. I checked a little bit on the rates. It seems like we might be able to get a similar rate to 3.99, but we can't really afford to put a new payment into our budget. So, you know, we can't just go buy a van and do another payment. But we're basically wondering, like, what do we do? And also, we just bought a home, like, really recently. Our first payment is due in October.
Okay. What's the income?
Like, per year?
Yeah.
$70,000.
And you're both working?
No. Just my husband is. Okay. I do a little bit, but it's not enough to, you know, count it.
Okay. How much does this debt bother you? So far, I haven't been able to pick up on the fact that it's really bothering you.
It really does bother me a lot. And actually, you know, the debt has been something where we are chipping away at it slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, to me, I would pay off the debt in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we fit that other payment in then? Because that just seems like more debt if our credit card debt is at 0% right now.
Yeah. Are you, is that $11,000 in credit cards, one credit card or several?
Right now it's two. I just had to transfer it because, you know, it was like, that's what we've been doing is transferring them 0%. And actually the bulk of it, like 9,000 of it, went onto a card where there was no even balance transfer fee. So right now it's on two, it's split between like 9,000 and 2,000. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any savings at all?
Well, right now it's 1,000.
Okay.
So we just like saved the minimum and then we've been trying to get out of debt.
Okay. All right. And the $70,000 that your husband makes, is that?
Yes.
Are you stressed out about, oh, we can't make the bills every month? Is it pretty much a pretty good income for you guys, or is there any margin at all?
Well, that has been frustrating because at first, yes, but now that our kids are in school, they're doing sports, they're doing, you know, music lessons. I mean, a lot of it does go towards like doing extracurricular things.
Yeah.
So there's not as much margin as I would like, to be honest, but it's also like, again, it's school starting, it's sports starting, it's Christmas time. It's, you know, so right now it's stressful. As soon as it gets to be February, because I budget out, you know, pretty far.
Yeah.
February, March, we've got, you know, hundreds extra in the month.
So if you were to not have this $26,000 in debt, what would you do with that, those payments? What are those payments? How much is it per month, and what would you do with it?
Right. Well, his car payment right now is like $278. You know, the debt, the credit card, I'm putting like $150. I'm not doing a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have another van payment, you know, okay. So our goals are to save. We want to do more savings. We like to give, we do, you know, I guess that sounds cliche, but we would like to be able to give more, save more for sure.
Yeah.
And then we're learning how to invest. Like we're very, you know, I don't mind saying we're new at the investment. We'd like to do maybe some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure, but definitely we've talked about we want to be saving more.
Okay. Well, the quick answer, Annie, is you just list them smallest to biggest, regardless of interest rate. The 3% versus zero and all that stuff, in the big scheme of things, when you owe $26,000, it really doesn't matter. Like you just got to get some of these debts out of your life. And so the smallest one obviously makes the most sense that you can get it out quickest. So the biggest thing is your amount of motivation and being able to see light at the end of the tunnel. The Bible says that, you know, hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. So you want to make sure there's hope and you want to feel that hope and you want to make sure that you cultivate that hope. So you got to get rid of some of these small, and that 11,000 is broken up into two. Get rid of one of those quickly. And whatever, what we call it is the debt snowball. And you want to list them smallest to biggest, regardless of interest rate, and knock off the first one. And then that payment, you apply to the next one. And so you're doing double payments.
Okay.
And then that one, you knock to the next one, and you go smallest to biggest. However, the caveat to that is, if you're not upside down in your car, and even if you are upside down in the car, because you make $70,000 a year, if you could save maybe $1,000 or $2,000, you could actually sell that car and have two beaters This is if you really hate debt. The reason why I asked you all those questions is I'm trying to get a feel for how much you hate debt, because you'd have to hate debt.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, it's a little inconvenient. No, you've got to hate it. So if you hate it, you'll do some of these big moves. But if you don't, you're not going to do it. And so the bottom line is you need to have two beaters that are barely running, that are just safe enough that you guys feel comfortable. And really, is we're talking about a $2,000, $1,000 car. Very, very cheap. And you just get after it. And with $70,000, which is pretty decent, and you maybe taking a quarter-time job, maybe from the home or something, and you guys just crush this thing, smallest to biggest. But the biggest thing is not interest rate. And listeners, listen carefully. The interest rate is not the most important thing. The thing is you've got to create some movement. You've got to get some of these out of your life. And then you've got to feel what that feels like. Oh, that's one less payment, the $150 a month. It's gone. And when you start to get addicted to that feeling of having margin in your life, and so you're addicted to creating more margin. And then with that margin, you start giving to people, and that's addicting. And so you kind of create a snowball in the correct direction. And so that's really what you got to do. But foundationally, you've got to understand Proverbs 22:7, that the borrower is enslaved to the lender. You guys are making $70,000 a year in a country where the average income is $48,600. God has provided a lot for you, and you don't feel any margin. You're not actually liking it because you're trapped in debt. If you were to get rid of those payments, you guys would be living a much better life. And so just, and I know you're asking the right questions and you're on the right track. I'm just telling you, stay away from the interest rate stuff. That's great that you got 0 and 3%. That's amazing. That's you know, God blessing you despite the not so brilliant decisions. But we've all made them. I'm not throwing stones. We've all made them. I don't want you to be discouraged. But the good thing is be encouraged that you've got a great shovel. You know, $70,000 is a good income. Most of the people listening here right now don't make that. So be thankful, especially because only one of you are working. So So be encouraged. List them smallest to biggest and attack the smallest one first. Okay. Make minimum payments on all the rest.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, and now, I really appreciate it.
Now, Annie, here's a little bit of bonus for you. Okay. You are calling in on the 100th episode. And so I want to hook you up. And you're calling from Colorado Springs. I have no idea how far away that is from Denver. Wait, a couple hours maybe?
Yeah, it's only like an hour.
Well, there you go. I'm coming to Denver along with Dave Ramsey, with Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. Meg Meeker, Les Parrott, Christy Wright, Rachel Cruz, Chris Hogan, just a slew of amazing speakers, and I just get to be on the platform with them. But I want to give you two tickets to the Smart Conference in Denver. It's at Co-America Theater. You good with that?
Wow. Yes, that will be awesome. My husband and I will come.
Well, good, good. That's on, let's see, what's the date on that? October 24th. And it's on a Saturday. It's all day, and you really will enjoy it. So we're going to hook you up with it, okay?
Thank you. That's so great. Thank you so much.
Well, we always love when you email in, and this email comes in from Vashana. She says, thank you, Chris, for sharing your story as to what led you to where you are now. This she's referring to episode 59. You can check that out at stewardship.com/show. Your story touched my heart and reaffirmed that all we have is God's. When you said live and give all to his glory, well, that sums it up. And may God continue to bless you in all your endeavors. Most sincerely, a regular listener. Man, that's right there. That is exactly why we do what we do. And that's what sums it up. Live and give all for his glory. And that is exactly what our target is to live this life God's way and for his glory. Well, folks, you know, we've talked a lot about investing. We've talked a little bit about mortgages. We've talked a little bit about debt. We've talked about savings. And that is not just about money. Folks, it's deeper than that. It's how we manage all of that stuff for God. It's deeper than that. We got to realize that no matter what we're talking about, savings or debt or college funding or investing or Roth IRAs or 401ks and all the complexities of all that kind of stuff, it's just deeper than that. We've got to focus on the fact that God has entrusted us with these resources and with these relationships. And one of the things that God has entrusted us with is our kids. And so I want to make sure that you know about a great resource that can help you lead your kids. It's called Smart Money, Smart Kids. And right now we have a $59 deal that you want to make sure that you take advantage of. As parents, it can be super tough to talk to your kids about money. Possibly you feel like I feel. You're worried that you know, your kid is going to be leaving for college soon and they're unprepared. Maybe you feel unprepared because you're not a money expert. Maybe you feel like you don't know where to start. What do we start? What do I start talking about investing? What? How do I even start the conversation? Well, right now, you can get the entire Smart Money Smart Kids class, including your workbook, including a copy of the Smart Money Smart Kids book and all your online videos and resources for only $59 at stewardship.com. Even if your kids are teenagers, it's never too late to teach your kids about hard work and about avoiding debt. We saw what that does to all of our callers today. The debt is just strangling. Let's have our kids avoid that. Smart Money Smart Kids can help you with that. Just head over to stewardship.com, click on Chris Recommends, and you'll find all the information you need to get Smart Money Smart Kids for only $59.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Next call is Rob. He's calling in from Austin, Texas. Rob, how can I serve you?
All right, sir. So I have a question for you. I have an FHA loan with 3.7% APR. Now, if inflation is 4% after I complete all my baby steps, what makes more sense? To try to pay my house off early or invest that money somewhere else? Since I kind of feel like if it's 3.7, inflation's 4%, I kind of feel like I'm ahead of the game. Does that make sense?
So going through the baby steps, you want to do 15% of your household income. You already doing that?
No, not yet. We're on baby step two.
Okay. All right. So you don't even want to get with investing anymore. You don't even want to even toy around with that yet. You want to make sure the best way you can get a return on your money now is to get out of the debt that's probably anywhere from, 5 to 12% probably?
Yeah, give or take. And then the credit cards, of course, are crushing us. So we just started listening to CDs and everything recently. You got that?
Yeah, let me simplify it for you. Tell me what your debts are. Let's list them out. What are your debts in order?
So my truck is nothing. I mean, it's like $1,000.
Okay.
My car is $20,000.
Okay.
Credit cards combined round about $10,000.
Okay. And how? What are those individually?
About $5,000, $27,000, $3,000. And then another one for around $1,000.
All right, cool. So you want to list those in smallest to biggest. So get rid of the good news. What's your income?
Say about 100.
100. Okay. Rob, I got really good news for you. Really good news for you. First of all, number one, you're asking the wrong questions. Don't ask another question about investing for 18 months. Okay?
Okay.
So that inflation, the percentage on your mortgage, blah, blah, blah. Don't even worry about that for 18. You need to be hyper-focused on getting out of debt. List them smallest to biggest, and you've got a huge income. So take that $100,000 and attack these $1,000 deals, then get rid of the $2,001, then get rid of the $3,001, then get rid of the $5,001. And as you're getting rid of these, don't take the payment that you're not having to pay anymore. Don't put that anywhere else. You want to make sure you take that and apply it to your next smallest debt. And you just want to attack these small, and then don't ever get in debt again. But you can get out of all of this, let's see, roughly $40,000. Yeah, you can get rid of this in the next 18 months. You can do this. And I think you can do it in 12 months if you really shaved. It depends on your house payment. You've got this thing. I mean, you just got to get out of debt. Don't even think about investing. Get out of debt. And that $20,000 car, I guarantee you that thing needs to be sold. That thing needs to be sold and you need to downsize that car. There's no car that's worth
it. It's for work.
Is it for work?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Well, I wish I could downsize. I have customers in my car.
Okay. Well, you know, that's fine. Because really for your income, we don't like our total cars to be over half of your annual salary. So if it's 20,000 value and the other one, let's say, is 10,000 in value, it's not really nothing wrong with the level of car. What I see, you just got to get rid of the debt part. Now, you seem to be pretty familiar with Financial Peace University. Do you have that?
Her dad gave it to us. And he had kind of a broken kind of collection that he took the class 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And we started listening to CDs, and then she got Total Money Makeover. And, I mean, just really broaden our futures. We're excited about retirement and the future. We know where we're going to be. So absolutely change our lives, and definitely appreciate what you and, you know, the Ramsey organization does. It it's a game changer. It really is.
That is incredible. I really want you to stay in touch with us. And I think like maybe somewhere between 9 and 18 months from now, I'd love for you to call back and give us your progress, because of your high income, there's no reason why a guy making $100,000 a year in his household has $1,000 credit cards. That's bananas. And you've got low balances on all these. Your swing, the pendulum's going to swing so fast, and you're going to see progress and see success so fast. It'd be very encouraging to our listeners.
Awesome.
All right. So give us a ring. And here's the deal. I want to give you, so you already have Financial Peace University.
Can I make a request?
Yes. Yeah. What is it?
The DVDs. I'd love to watch that with my wife.
Okay.
And, my mom as well. She's getting on track as well.
Well, there you go. We're going to give you the Financial Peace University home study. Just stay on the line, and Amanda, our associate producer, is going to get your address, and we're going to send it to Austin, okay?
I cherish the gift. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Chris.
What?
You know I wouldn't interrupt you if it wasn't important.
You're killing me. I don't know who this one's.
One more time, just to end the show. We have time for one more call. Can you pick up line one, please?
There's another surprise caller. I'm kind of scared. Hello, this is True Stewardship.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Holly.
Oh, my goodness, this is crazy.
Hey, baby.
Folks, my wife is on the stinking phone. How cool is this? My team here is... they're doing some stuff behind my back, and I don't know what's going to be around the next corner. But so, how are you doing? What are we doing after work today?
Well, I don't know about that yet, but I wanted to call and say happy 100th episode, and I just want to tell you that I love you and that I am so proud to be your wife. I'm so thankful for the way that you have fiercely led our family with integrity, not only financially, but integrity with our relationships, integrity just in the way we do life. And I'm thankful that after getting to do life with you for 16 years, that the rest of America gets to benefit from the great man of God and the great leader that you are.
Wow. Well,
and I love you, baby.
Yeah, that's about all I can take. Oh, dear. I love you. Oh, all right. Well, thanks for the call. I'll see you this afternoon. Bye-bye. Amanda and Bob here in the studio pulled a fast one on me. I can't believe they had to have my wife call in. Bob, I'm mad at you. Amanda, I'm mad at you.
Don't be mad.
I really
don't. Don't be too mad.
I don't know if I can trust these folks again, guys. I don't know. This is kind of crazy. Well, folks, it has been an amazing episode, the 100th, and some of the most influential people in my life have called in here. Of course, had the opportunity to be able to minister to you and hopefully serve you in a way that brings hope and encouragement and challenge. And we thank you so much for listening here to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Folks, remember to take advantage of the newsletter, okay? Sign up for the newsletter, and we're going to give you Financial Peace University, the first lesson at least, for free. So if you need the kick in the pants lesson, or possibly maybe you know somebody who needs it, make sure you sign up for the newsletter, and maybe you can bless them with the first lesson of Financial Peace University. Let's stay connected on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. And thank you. Thank all of you for the amazing 100 episodes. This is just the beginning. I want to thank you not only for listening, of course, you know, that's awesome too, but we're doing this together. This isn't just me. This isn't just Randy Solutions. This isn't just Bob and Amanda. We're all doing this together. Every time we make a decision for God's glory, every time we make a decision God's way, we're pointing this society in the right direction and not in the wrong direction. So thank you so much for being part of this reclaiming of true biblical stewardship. Folks, we are just getting started. Let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.